This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Is Brock Purdy currently having a moment in time? The guy just signed $1 billion. He is generational wealth right now. He's crushing it. He is went from Mr. Irrelevant. That's still going to be his nickname. I know we had David Sampson on, former Marlins president, last time. He's like, he's not Mr. Irrelevant anymore. You can't view him in that lens. I was like, well, you say it because it's almost like he's not Mr. Irrelevant anymore, but he always will be associated with that pick. So it's almost ironic because he's anything but irrelevant at this point. He's so damn relevant. That's what we're talking about him ad nauseum. He's the quarterback of the San Francisco bleeping 49ers here. But it's just ironic at this point. And he's always going to be called Mr. Irrelevant. And he signed a $265 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers, including a $40 million signing bonus and $182 million guaranteed. That's all that matters. So guaranteed is all that matters in the NFL. And again, numbers are numbers, and it goes in one ear and out the other for a lot of people. But we're going to break it down in its most simple form here because all of the details are now out on the contract. And what looked like a 5-year deal, what sounds like a 5-year deal, really might only be a 2-year deal for Brock Purdy. And if things don't go well these next couple seasons, Joe, the 49ers could absolutely pull the plug on this.
Or if it goes really well, they can extend him.
Absolutely. Fair point.
Right.
Both fair points. But I usually think when you're married to a quarterback and you really love a quarterback, you don't want them to go anywhere. And you're trying to lock them up for at least 4-5 years. Like, I know the Bengals are married to Joe Burrow. They love that guy.
Okay.
Injuries withstanding. I know the Bills are in love with Josh Allen, and they gave him that contract, and they want to stick with him for these next, however, 4 or 5 years. They want that guy. They don't want him opting out after year two. Or after year three, or even having a chance.
Yeah, but everybody renegotiates in the NFL.
That's true.
It feels like Kittle signed his deal before this one, whatever, 2020, okay? I think that they redid the money and how the guarantees work at least 2 times.
But by how the deal is structured now for Brock Purdy, they could cut him after year two before the cap hit for him hits the Niners for $57 million. So right now, the cap hit, says 2025, $9 million. Then in 2026, it'll go to $24 million. 2027, $30 million. And then, as I said, in 2028, $57 million. So in between that, you have an opportunity where you cut him and there's only $11 million in dead cap.
For every Barry Bonds where, like, you're referencing, for example, Patrick Mahomes, you know, I would put him on a Bonds level. For every Barry Bonds contract where you almost can't overpay that individual, Steph Curry, you can't overpay him. Like, there's no amount of money that you could be giving that guy in a salary. How many Barry Zitos are there? Aaron Rowans are there where you're stuck with all of these extra years you wanted no part of? Look, Klay Thompson is one of the greatest Warriors of all time.
Yeah.
The last couple years of the contract that he earned were tough.
Yeah.
They were really tough. They were tough for the team to build around him. He had earned the money. It was tough for him to try to earn and justify
Live up to it,
a lot of people's eyes. I think it was a giant headache, right? And that was just a couple of years. So as I look at the Brock Purdy deal Friday night versus how I look at it this morning, I owe Parag Marate, the 49ers, and Brock Purdy an apology. Wow. And the reason why I'm issuing an apology is this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I initially thought the deal looked a little more locked in terms of years and guarantees and money than I initially thought. In the NFL, very few players are what I call generational, and you can't overpay them. Going back to the Steph Curry thing, very few. I thought a couple years ago, Bosa was one of those guys. And honestly, a couple years into the deal, it's not a great deal. I don't think he's really lived up to it. And I would have gave him that deal. I would have. And I applauded them for such. And it don't look that great.
Not right now.
In the NFL, one hit, one play could be your last, and it can never look the same. It just can't. And when I look at how I would structure my team, and it's easier said than done, I would try to be as year to year or every 2 years with as many players as possible. Because of the wild fluctuation in health status and salary cap movement and draft picks hitting or missing, your team 1 year to the next could look dramatically different.
Yeah.
The Niners, 2014, in January, lost to the Seahawks. I thought that was a Super Bowl winning team. A year later, I go, this is a complete rebuild. The Washington Commanders looked like a complete rebuild. 5 years away. I don't care how good Jaden Daniels looks. It doesn't matter.
New owner, yeah.
A year later, I'm like, there's no other place I'd rather play if I was a young weapon than on that team.
Right. And then the year before that, it was the Houston Texans who were just abysmal, exactly. Right? And then CJ Stroud and one quarterback changes everything.
For the Niners to structure this deal to where it pays Purdy market value that is worth, that he has earned, and a little back pay in my pay, in my vision, where, like, yeah, you did have one of the worst contracts in sports for you, the player, and one of the best contracts in sports for us, the team. Here is $115 million over 2 years. You've earned it. Now go out and earn another contract. Mm. I love it. I think he's worth, you know, the money that he's got. I think it's not too long of a commitment. It gives just enough carrot out in front of his eyeballs to try to work harder. It does not prohibit them from building the team around him. The more and more I've looked into the details of this deal, I'm sorry. Parag, you nailed it. Brock Purdy, your team, you nailed it. You got what you were worth. You're not making it to where we can't afford weapons around you. I think this is a win-win for everyone involved, and I apologize. I was wrong. I was wrong to feel the way that I felt, which was, this is a lot of years. This is a lot of money. No, no, no. This is one of the rare win-wins that I've seen in a long time when it comes to contracts.
He had $100 million guaranteed at signing. $100 million guaranteed. God, that must be awesome. Just think about that for a second. The guy went from the last pick in the NFL draft, was a third string behind a guy that's been to a Super Bowl and Jimmy Garoppolo, and another guy that you invested five first-round picks, it felt like, for Trey Lance. Those guys go down. It's your time now. Hey, go beat the Dolphins, your dad's favorite team because his favorite player was Dan Marino. Go beat them, and then, yeah, let's see what happens. You beat Tom Brady, the GOAT, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You go all the way to the NFC Championship game. You get hurt, devastating injury. You come back, have an MVP season, go to the Super Bowl. Well, it was a fourth quarter away or a play here or there away. If Nick Bosa gets, you know, Patrick Mahomes on the ground, you win the freaking Super Bowl. And then you have, you know, a bad year last year. I wouldn't say he had a bad year. I'd say the team in totality had a bad year.
Good, not great.
I don't think Brock was an MVP caliber, but I wouldn't say he's bad. I thought he was solid to good for what was taking place last year.
That's about fair.
And then you get rewarded for it with a $265 million contract. It could be worth up to that, obviously. That's an incredible story, man. It might be one of the greatest stories in Bay Area sports, when it's all said and done.
I went to every one of those, like, you know, first week of practice situations. People forget, they gave Nate Sudfeld a bunch of money to be the third string.
Yeah.
Nate Sudfeld.
I couldn't pick that guy out. I don't even know what he looks like.
He was a tall, goofy-looking dude.
Still couldn't tell
and
you.
Jimmy
that doesn't
Garoppolo,
narrow it down at all.
Jimmy Garoppolo was throwing on the baby field. Throwing on the baby field to a bunch of trainers that look like me. All right. I was ready to run out there and catch a pass from him. And he wore number 14, and I'll never forget the first couple times I saw him. We even had this discussion. I did not think he was going to be anything special. I was like, oh, this is a try-hard guy. I like this guy. This is a try-hard little practice guy. Wearing number 14, tiny. I mean, he was tiny. Yeah. They would run, like, I don't know, 10 plays for Trey, and then you'd get like 5 plays for Sudfeld, and then 1 play for Purdy, you know, because that's how they break down the snaps. It's a math equation regarding how they break down snaps. And it's just, it's one of the most incredible stories of all
people
time.
People were laughing at Purdy. I remember that.
Yes.
Like, the fans were laughing at him when he takes snaps. It was sad.
So small.
Remember that Mexico City game against the Cardinals where Jimmy won, and then it was a blowout, and they brought Brock Purdy in, and he immediately, like, botches the handoff. It was either him or the running back. And it just, the ball, it was a whole mess. And everyone was laughing. I was like, this guy, what? And lo and behold, you know, a few games later, he has to take over the season. And they don't look back. They go all the way to the freaking NFC Championship game. It's incredible. But do you think, because there is such a quick out in this contract, that the Niners are completely sold on him? Like, I hear you. It's like, it's great. Oh, they could, if he's doing really well, they could re-up him and extend him. Or they can cut him.
You don't give out $100 million on someone you're not sold on.
$100 million for a couple years.
It's just $100 million.
Nate Sudfeld getting like $6 or $7 million. All right. And then $100 million. Even if you are worth, let's just say the valuation.
I'm telling you that's great for a couple years.
Even if you're worth $9 billion, you don't become rich with just throwing hundreds of millions of dollars
away. I just ask you if you think they're sold on Brock Purdy as their quarterback of the future.
No, I think it's of now, which is right now. That every NFL team is thinking this year and next year. That's how they think.
See, if this contract happened this time last year, and I know it couldn't, coming off a Super Bowl, I think people were like, wait, what the hell? They can get out of this contract that early? Wait, why are they doing that?
Yeah, but why wouldn't you protect yourself?
Because I don't think they're sold on him. Like, I don't need to protect myself when I have Jalen Hurts, when I have Josh Allen, when I have Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, all these guys. I don't need to, the contract in and of itself, it's fine. You know what? $50 million cap hit, it's fine. I got those guys. It's fine. I'll work around it. Like, they're protecting themselves to the point where I think there is some, like, are we sure?
Yeah, see, let me push back on this.
Are we sure?
The Deshaun Watson deal, Cleveland is screwed financially for many years. The Russell Wilson deal, Denver was screwed for 2 straight years. Screwed.
Yeah.
Okay? I think it's smart for yourself and for the player and everyone. Like, the way they structured this to me is genius. In terms of trust and all that, like, you don't give someone $100 million you don't like and you don't think is your guy. Now, that doesn't mean you're my guy 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now. Kyle Shanahan has 2 years left on his deal. Okay?
Yeah.
Do they not trust Kyle Shanahan? No, it's just like, hey, do really well again this year and we'll look at your contract in a year.
I mean, coach contracts for me get ripped up left and right. Those mean absolutely nothing to me.
Well, the same thing with NFL contracts.
This one's a little different for me. I don't know. I feel some type of way.
I think this
when
is
we got to
business.
The nitty gritty of it, and you were so damn worried, Joe, for months. Oh, they can't pay this guy $60 million. Oh, they can't be financially tied down to him. So now you're all happy because they're not financially
not
tied down to him.
5 years on any
player. Because he didn't trust Brock Purdy. I think that's what it comes down to. And you feel better about this contract because if he stinks, you can get out of it. That's why you feel so good about the contract. Is it not?
No.
That's why you feel good about it. Just say it.
No.
It's okay.
No.
If he's not good, they can get out of it now. Fans feel better about that, which tells me you're not completely sold on him as the 49ers starting quarterback going forward. I don't think that's okay.
I think every Niner fan would be like, Nick Bosa is going to the Hall of Fame the day he signed that contract.
Okay, maybe.
But like
his season wasn't that bad. People are acting like he was the worst season ever. He still finished with what, 8.5, 9 sacks? Like he's still one of the top 5 players in the league at his position.
I think what we've learned as Niner fans is that like all of these contracts age poorly, no matter how great the player is and what you think they're going to do. Very few of them are like, wow, you're getting great bang for the buck on that one when you sign premium money. Like Fred Warner signed premium money at that position. It pales in comparison, guaranteed money-wise, to a fraction of the Purdy contract. The Purdy contract is unlike anything they've ever done. There's $100 million of guarantees for a quarterback. So I think it's smart and in that position for the player and for the team to be able to have talent around you and still be able to get paid what you're worth.
Let's hear from Brock Purdy, shall we, who spoke to the media yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. I would love to hear 49ers fans and their thoughts on Brock Purdy and whether they think he could live up to the contract. And also, who has a better chance to live up to their contract? We're going to get into at one point. Because Jimmy Butler also signed an extension here. And there was a lot of hard feelings around Jimmy Butler yesterday on this station. And I want to do a little compare and contrast as well. By the way, Larry Bear, Giants CEO, joining us in about 30 minutes on the River Islands guest line to talk some Gigantes who lost the series to the Kansas City Royals. By the way, I had one of those moments real quick before we played Brock Purdy. I had one of those moments yesterday, Joe, of clarity. And I'm sure you've had a lot of these where it's just like, why did I say that? I sounded like an idiot. And I realized that yesterday at like, I was eating lunch.
That's me every day.
No, but I was realizing, and I don't think any of you guys checked me on it. I said the Giants were going for a sweep yesterday and they had already lost the game the night prior. And I was like, oh yeah, the Giants are going for a sweep. We're talking to Dave Fleming. I was like, no, they're not, you idiot. They're going for the series win. None of you guys checked me on it. Damn it.
Well, it was in the middle of an interview. What am I supposed to do?
I know. I just felt dumb.
Hold on, Dave. Don't answer. I have to check Joe really quick.
Well, now Dave thinks I'm an idiot. The guy's from Stanford. He's just like, God, I just wanted to really.
You might have thought that anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's fine. Fair enough.
Stanford guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.